Now we've learned that, of course, that bisphosphonates in a number of settings will replace about 5% bone loss. In the ZFAST, ZOFAST update, interestingly, we had a signal again that there might be fewer recurrences, even with delaying a little bit, breast cancer recurrences.
Can you go through that?
Maybe we'll start with the SWOG trial, which is ongoing now, which is early-stage resected breast cancer patients. They were going to look at bisphosphonates to reduce bone metastases.
And, of course, the NSABP has a trial that they're waiting on results from, looking at cladrenate.
Yeah, cladrenate versus placebo, but there's two positive cladrenate studies and one positive abandronate studies, both oral agents. So the SWOG trial is oral cladrenate, oral abandronate versus IV zoledronic acid. So they're giving bisphosphonates to everybody.
Yeah, well, they're hoping slash expecting that the other trials are going to be positive.
Right. In that same regard, that the ZFAST, ZOFAST, which is this delay of bisphosphonate use after you get a fracture or drop your bone mineral density versus giving it right at the start.
These are people in AIs, though.
These are adjuvant AIs. Yeah, right. And basically, in that setting of adjuvant AIs plus delayed or early bisphosphonate, there was a suggestion of fewer bone metastases in this update. Now, those studies are updated regularly, so there would be a lot of statistical questions about you looking at them every 6 months or a year, you know, and what endpoints you report. But it is interesting that that's another clue that you're not at long-term risk if you don't do anything. The hip fracture doesn't seem to be a concern in the 50, 60, and probably 70-year-olds, probably the 80-year-olds we might have to start thinking about it. Bisphosphonates work in preventing, you know, this complication, are going to be routinely given probably to almost every breast cancer patient. So it seems like there may be other things to worry about, but it's very hard for me to get very concerned about fracture risk with aromatase inhibitors.